Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said she plans to meet with Brett Kavanaugh, President Donald Trump's nominee for the soon-to-be-empty Supreme Court seat, on Thursday. Murkowski said the in-person meeting is a continuation of her vetting process of the nominee. Murkowski said in a statement, quote, "My approach to vetting Judge Kavanaugh has been similar, if not identical, to the approach I took to Justices Gorsuch, Kagan, Sotomayor, Alito, and Roberts. I've been looking at Judge Kavanaugh's work, his opinions, and his background. On Thursday, I have the chance to meet with him in person." Unquote. Murkowski said she's interested in getting Kavanaugh's perspective of state-specific issues. Quote, "I look forward to the opportunity to sit down with him and ask him in detail about a wide range of topics. His knowledge of the unique issues and laws affecting Alaska, executive powers, privacy issues, women's reproductive rights, health care, and the role of precedent. Moving forward, I will be following the Judiciary Committee hearing closely. I am committed to a considered and thorough review." Unquote. Trump nominated Kavanaugh in July following Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement announcement. The Judiciary Committee hearings on the nomination begin September 4th. Siemens and Kennecott New Village Corporation have outlined a proposal to sell liquefied natural gas to the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Interior Gas Utility. The proposal to deliver gas by 2020 was heard last night by the Interior Gas Utility Board, but as KUAC's Robin reports, the cost of gas to homeowners remains unclear.
The IGU board wanted a little more homework done before considering the unsolicited proposal. This is the third or fourth time in the last year that Siemens has approached and made presentations to the board or individual directors. The company wants to develop gas on land owned by Kennecott New Village Corporation, build a liquefaction facility, a very big storage tank, and prepare gas for transport in special cryogenic containers on the Alaska Railroad. Details of the Siemens proposal are on the IGU website, but the actual agreement of who will pay, how much, for what, is still subject to negotiation. Project director Peter Chorniak explained that borough taxpayers would get gas without having to build anything.
Kinnick Tribe will be the asset owner. Siemens is currently the project developer, working in concert with Kinnick Tribe and Kennecott New Incorporated. Siemens has completed the front-end engineering design process. Kinnick Tribe will enter into an LSA with IGU.
That LSA is a liquefaction services agreement. It's like a contract, and it is not yet public. Siemens showed the compensation portion of the LSA to the board members only, who have not released it to the public. In the public paperwork are charts showing how Siemens Kinnick can deliver gas to Fairbanks for $7.72 per 1,000 cubic feet. That's abbreviated as MCF. But the proposal touted economies of scale. If large industrial customers, like the hospital or military base, joins the distribution network, the price of gas goes down for everyone. The charts show scenarios for $6 gas and $5 gas because Siemens Kinnick plans on selling to more than just homeowners in Fairbanks. It compared wellhead prices to flange prices to in-the-tank prices. But directors like Bill Butler and Gary Wilkin wanted a way to compare apples to apples.
We say wellhead cost. We say flange cost. We say city gate cost. We say meter cost. It's just very confusing if I was the public and I heard all these different costs. And I think what the public really cares about is what's at the meter.
I want to know what the price of the family on Badger Road, what it is at their meter. It's really helped me to break down the supply chain into supply, liquefaction, transportation, storage and regas, and distribution. And the cost of those five boxes added up should be the cost of the meter to the family on Badger Road.
The Siemens Kinnick proposal is a long way from being vetted and analyzed by the board, but it looks to some directors as a primary fulfillment of IGU's mission to provide gas to interior Alaska. For others, it's the Plan B, filling in and expanding the distribution system IGU purchased in June. That includes the Pentex natural gas facilities and Fairbanks natural gas trucks that service about 1,100 customers in Fairbanks. Kelly Laurel, the Director for Energy and Infrastructure at Siemens, says they hope IGU can commit to the Siemens Kinnick plan soon.
But we're hoping that mid-September that we can come back and have that sort of discussion, and that by early October you've decided to sign the memorandum of agreement, because then we can move forward to firm up our prices. We can then work with the tribe to solidify their financing. And we're hoping to have a contract in place before the end of the year so that you can have gas before the end of next year.
That timeline sounded too optimistic to some board members who were concerned about getting approval to spend, and yes, that amount is not public yet, on a large 20-year partnership. The board did not act on the presentation and will need more analysis. Its next meeting is Tuesday, September 4th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.